An even start here to Tag Light Heat number one as the side by side through one and two. As they get to three on the outside, just being shuffled back that time, looked like it was the four cut, it was a three cut of Amy Brigone. As out in front, the state champion in cart number six is Timothy Colombretta. So Colombretta leading the way from Josh, oh, I thought Josh Staples in the four was the next card through. But the blue number plate, the Carton Track CRG, card number six, leading the way as we complete lap number one here at Circuit Mark Webber for the Tag Light. In second place now, it's Cody Brzezinski. Brzezinski in second position now, working his way through Josh Staples. Then it's Amy Brigone, Chris Brigone behind him. Then it's Paul McKinnon. Brock Stinson is the next car through. Stinson, then it's Gattenby. So for Gattenby, back there in eighth place, Milson is ninth with Keogh, McPhee and Vila rounding out the running order. So as the leaders complete lap number two, it is still the CRG, cart number six of Timothy Colombretta. Cody Brzezinski running in second, closing in after setting the fastest lap of the race so far. It's a 50.887 for Cody Brzezinski. And he's up the inside of Colombretta. Colombretta in the six, shuffled back to second place now as they head through the NGWS's and up the D group back straight. So as our leaders work their way through this first heat, Josh Staples having problems there, has dropped to the back of the field. In fact, has only completed one lap. He is off the circuit over by turn four. So that's no good for the Kart Shed Racing Engines Cosmic of Josh Staples. Cody Brzezinski pulling away now, and we see that the seven of Chris Brigone. Chris Brigone in that McKinnon competition cart up in to third position as our race leader is still Cody Brzezinski through the power kart raceway pit turn. And clicks off lap number four. The fastest kart on the circuit now is the number seven, the blue plate signifying a state championship of Chris Brigone, another of the MCK Platinum Motorsport entries. And Chris Brigone is closing in on your race leader, Cody Brzezinski. Track starting to dry out here at Circuit Mark Webber. This morning, a good layer of water across from the overnight rain, but we're now after the practice and through this first heat, really starting to see the track dry out. And Brzezinski is under plenty of pressure as he comes across the line to complete lap five. In fact, makes a mistake coming through the TLC Constructions dogleg, and that has allowed Brigone, Chris Brigone, to take the lead. And moves the fastest lap of the race down to a 49.299. So Chris Brigone leading the way here in heat number one of the Tag Light. So Chris Brigone in the seven, leading from Cody Brzezinski. White flag out next time by. Back in third place, Amy Brigone with Paul McKinnon in the 17, right behind her. Then it's Blake Keogh up to fifth position. Daniel McPhee doing well from the back of the field in that Australian Pool Care Esprit. White flag is out. And Chris Bragone leading the way. Cart number 7 of Bragone, the MCK Platinum Motorsport entry out in front as the race leader. Works his way through the Jack's Tyres right-hander and towards that Karting Addiction hairpin on the infield of Circuit Mark Webber through the Roos Group. Left-hander, the old turn number 4, and then leads up the D Group back straight around the top of the circuit to the checkered flag. It is Chris Bragone who will take the victory. Bragone home first in the 7 cart. Brzezinski home in second place. Bragone with the fastest lap of the race, a 49.131. Cody Brzezinski, then it's Amy Bragone, Paul McKinnon, Blake Keogh round out the top 5. We wait for the next carts coming through. Should be the 37 of Daniel McPhee, followed by the 77 of Daniel Vila. Then it's Brock Stinson, Anthony Milsom, Mitchell Gattenby, Brock Stinson rounding out the running order. So Timothy Colombretta only completed 3 laps in the end after leading early. And Josh Staples having problems on lap 2 over at turn 4. So a great way to start racing here at Circuit Mark Webber. It's Tag Heavy up next. As we get set now for Tag Heavy, heat number 1. The 3 is Joe Townsend. The 5, James Ordish. Jared Cordray, Peter Beaton, Heath, Hudson Heath. Away and racing as their 3 of Townsend gets the jump as they work their way through the first complex of turns. It's the race leader in Joe Townsend. Ordish in the 5 drops back 1 spot now as the 12 of Gerard Cordray is up into second position. Back there in third is the 34 of Nicholas Crawshaw. Crawshaw doing a good job already up the inside now around the top turns as Ordish is off. So Crawshaw and Ordish side by side through the top turns, and I think Ordish just got himself onto the still wet part of the track there, and he has disappeared from the surface. Oh, contact in the heavies. Now that's Lance Horn getting together with the 46 of Matthew Long. So Matthew Long working his way back as he's straightened up now and trying to gather back up some momentum. We're here in heat number 1 of the Tag Heavies. As they work their way through the NGWS's and up onto the D Group back straight. Your race leader, Joe Townsend, under plenty of pressure now from the 12 of Gerard Cordray. Cordray has got Nicholas Crawshaw and then back to the 37 of Tarnitha. So Tarnitha I've got a number of carts not on the circuit at the moment. 4 carts off the track. In fact, I think 2 did not start. So with 5 laps to go, it's still Townsend who leads the way. Townsend with a handy buffer back to this good battle between Cordray and Crawshaw. Crawshaw sitting in 3rd position. Trying to make the move. In fact, it's getting pretty willing there. Crawshaw might have made the pass. Yes, he has. So Cordray now under pressure from the 31 of Bragone. Tony Bragone, having raced all day yesterday, would have a good feel for the circuit, although it would be completely different as it's drying still here in this morning session of racing. So Corduroy now just checking up through the right-hander of Jax, and he has fallen further back. Hudson Heath making the pass through the Karting Addiction hairpin. Our race leader, Joe Townsend. Fastest lap of the race going to John McCorkindale with a 49.639. John McCorkindale, fastest on the circuit, running in seventh position. So as Townsend in the three cart continues to lead, he's got just over two laps remaining. We have a good battle for second. Crawshaw in the 34, and Tony Bragone, who's now the fastest kart on the circuit. So Bragone is with a 49.553, closing in on Nicholas Crawshaw as Crawshaw works onto that D group back straight once again with Tony Bragone right on his back bumper. White flag is, no, two laps will be remaining this time by. Two laps left for your race leader, Joe Townsend. Joe Townsend leading by half a second to Crawshaw, who's got Bragone right on his back bumper. So Bragone looking to go to the inside into PCR turn four. Not close enough to do so. The Jax Tyres right-hander sees Bragone make the lunge into Karting Addiction hairpin, but he bogs down. So through Ruiz Group, side by side, Crawshaw gets the spot back, and it brings the 18 into the battle now of Hudson Heath. Heath now in fourth position and right on the back bumper of the Bragone cart number 31. White flag is out. Our final lap about to be commenced by the three of Joe Townsend. Across the line, then it's Crawshaw, back then to Bragone, further back to Heath in the 18. We then have Clauderay and Tarn Ether nose to tail in their battle as they work their way through turn four and onto the infield. The right-hander at Jax, they're all equally spaced. Through the hairpin now, it doesn't look like we'll have a change. Although, through the Ruiz Group left-hander, it's Bragone who bogs down, and that is going to give Heath a run. Clauderay, Ether and McCorkindale are the next group of carts through. Around the top of the circuit, here on this final lap, tag heavy heat number one, and it's Joe Townsend who will hold them off. Crawshaw second, Bragone third, and then fourth place Heath. Townsend getting squirrely through the TLC dogleg that time, where there's still a lot of standing water. Backwards, Ordish comes across the line. And Ordish, he was once again getting caught up in that TLC dogleg with the water and came across the finish line backwards. So we'll look now. It's Townsend, Crawshaw, Bragone, Heath with the fastest lap of the race. Clauderay, McCorkindale, Ether, War, Donnelly, Long, Davison was the next cart through. The fastest time, Hudson Heath with a 49.243. So Hudson Heath, where were we up to? Ninth is Donnelly, Long, Davison, Ordish, who finished backwards, was eventually closed in. So, a great start to racing here at the circuit, Mark Webber. As we get set now for heat number one of Senior Performance Light and the Tag Restricteds, including the Masters, it's Jordan Giannopoulos on the pole in the three. On the five will be Reg Varley. Then it's Bailey Humphreys in the 11. 13 is Matthew Waters. The 15 is Hugh White. Lachlan Strickland is in the 17. The 20 is Ollie McLansborough. 22 is Nicholas Becker. 26 is Macy Claudere. Eddie Beswick in the 30, 33 Bailey Sweeney, the 70 Hamish Fitzsimmons, Louis Bahaja, then it's Bahia, sorry. Then it's the 91 of Connor Cooper, William Steele, Zach Warren round out the senior performance as it stacks on the mill down there in turn one. Four carts involved in an incident mid-pack. That will also mentioning the tag restricted masters, Chris Twigg, Matthew Donnelly and David Sterrett. So the leader now is the three cart of Giannopoulos. Now the five of Zach Reginald Varley is back there, is lost a few spots after being right up there at the front. So Giannopoulos under pressure here as he comes into the power kart raceway pit turn as the 13 state champion of Matthew Waters. So Matthew Waters leading here in that 13 kart. Giannopoulos loses another spot through PCR now. So it's Waters leading from Strickland up to second position. Then it's Giannopoulos. Further then, working his way through the field is Hamish Fitzsimmons. We got a cart coming through the cut through there. Not quite sure what happened for that, but that's a weird one. Don't normally see carts going through the cut through that way. As our leaders across the line to complete lap number two. And it's still Waters from Strickland, Giannopoulos, Fitzsimmons, Varley, Claudere, Sweeney as they work their way through. We've got another cart stop now just heading into turn four. The 30 in trouble here. It's Eddie Beswick. And Beswick is off the circuit. I think he's actually parked inside the tyres well enough that he wouldn't be a problem if he just pushes that cart a foot forward. As, oh, another cart off and spinning, going up the hill. Stacks on the mill here as a lot of drivers getting caught on the ripple strips, it appears, here in this senior performance light tag restricted masters, heat number one. Cart still limping around there. Just trying to pick up the number of the cart that's limping through turns four and five. That is the 95 of William Steele. So the yellow flag out as they head down to Jack's Tyres. It is still the 13 of Matthew Waters leading from Strickland. Varley now a gap back to him before you get to Hamish Fitzsimmons by the 11 of Bailey Humphreys in that Hudson Holmes entry. So Seal has finally jumped out of his cart now. So it's Waters, fastest cart on the circuit as a 50. Well, and in fact, Bailey Humphrey now getting the fastest lap, 49.533 for Bailey Humphrey, who runs in fifth position. That's the Tony Cart, number 11. So he is starting to close in on the pack. Oh, problems for the 22 cart of Nicholas Becker, and his back bumper's trailing, so he's got his hand in the air indicating that he's got a problem. So as the leader works his way up and down onto that Burko pit straight, it is still Waters leading the way by 0.7 of a second over the 17 of Strickland. Then it's Varley in the 5. Humphreys is the next car through. So Humphreys starting to work his way forward as Humphreys now with five laps completed. They're on lap number 6. So, good drive here from Matthew Waters. Strickland has done well. Strickland in second position has got Farley closing in on him. Humphreys is still the fastest card on the circuit, bringing that marker down to a 49.404. So the white flag is out as the leader comes across the line. Waters, Matthew Waters, in that Shane Piper race engine PCR, leading the way here. So Waters out in front. Now Farley is closed in onto the back of Strickland here in this final lap. So what can Farley do in the five? He's got a good run through Ruiz Group into the back that time of the 17 of Strickland as they head through the NGWS's side by side onto the D Group back straight. And Farley up the inside through the top turns. Farley and Strickland, and Farley grabs second position. So our checkered flag waves for Matthew Waters. Farley second. Oh, then it's back to the Humphreys cart, number 11, who gets the next spot. Then it's Strickland, who loses two spots after that battle on the last lap. Fitzsimmons, Sweeney, Claudere taking the fastest lap of the race. Macy Claudere with a 49.310. Some great driving there. Back then to Behare, McLansborough, Becker, Donnelly, Cooper, Giannopoulos and Twigg. The first of the tag restrict... the last of the tag restrictors, I should say. Donnelly, I think, winning the tag restricted class. Great racing there in heat number 3 of Senior Performance Light and Restricted Masters. The Senior Heavies is up next. As the Senior Heavies roll out, Aaron Bell is in the 9. Michael Guetta is in the 10. Jason Kitchen in the 15. Stephen Rolfe in the 17. Hunter Ross in the 26. Anthony Guetta is in the 27. Russell Becker in the 37. Glenn Williams in the 57. 78 is Mitchell Fredericks. Mick Linsell in the 84. Quinton Jones in the 95. And Michael Lampard in the 97. So looking for a start here in Senior Heavy Heat 1. We've seen some great racing already today. Looking forward to it continuing throughout season 2020. So great to have you on board for the Southern Star Series. Just a reminder, this meeting is being held under the Karting New South Wales COVID-19 guidelines. Remember that you must stay in your pit bay unless your kart is on the circuit. So you're to stay in your pit bay unless your kart is on the circuit. And to remember to maintain your social distancing whilst in the grandstands or in and around the circuit. So please remember the COVID-19 restrictions are in place here for this weekend's racing. We're away and a good start. Bell in the 9 getting the jump from the inside of the front row. Trying to work his way up the inside also was the 15 of Kitchen. But I think he got a short back and sides as they went through turns 2 and 3. Oh, trying to squeeze up the inside again. Going through turn 4, and we're 3 wide heading into that Jack's Tyres turn 4. As the cart's starting to sort themselves out in single file, well, up into second for a moment was Rolfe, but he's been moved back. I think Gaeta in the 10, that's Michael Gaeta was the cart that has put him back to a third. But Aaron Bell in the Wagga RAC, cart number 9, leads the way. Rolfe is in that upfront karting number 17. As the 27, in fact, it's Anthony Gaeta who runs in 27, the Mini Digger's Arrow, looking to try and chase down Aaron Bell, who is currently leading the way in cart number 9. So one lap completed as they head through the right-hander at Jack's Tyres into the Karting Addiction hairpin. Oh, Gaeta making a big mistake there. He drove in very hard trying to take that inside line. And that has cost him a bunch of momentum. And Stephen Rolfe now looking to set up through the NGWSs and onto the D group back straight. Rolfe can't get the pass done as they head around the top of the circuit. Race leader is still Aaron Bell leading the way here in the 9 cart. Rolfe takes the fastest lap of the race and moves back up into second position. So Rolfe in second. Then it's back to Anthony Gaeta. Michael Gaeta in the Gaeta and Sons Orchards. Number 10 runs in fourth position. Hunter Ross in the 26 runs in fifth. Then it's Williams, Russell Becker, Linsell, Fredericks, Lampard, Jason Kitchen and Quinton Jones rounds out the running order. So your race leader, Aaron Bell, cart number 9, has got Stephen Rolfe in the 17, closing in as the race leader. It's Rolfe to the inside now. Bell on the crossback through turn 1, the capital lines and signs, turn number 1. And Rolfe looking to try and make the move back into PCR. Turn 4, another crisscross. But this time Bell's on the outside going into Jack's Tyres. He stays there and that costs him another spot. As the 27 of Gaeta. Gaeta, though, runs the ripple strip through the Karting Addiction right-hander. And he drops back down to third. So Rolfe is your new race leader. He's been setting the fastest lap of the race the last couple of laps. His time now of 53.597. So Rolfe in the 17. That's the up front karting. Number 17 leading all the way from the 9 of Aaron Bell. Gaeta, Anthony Gaeta. Then it's back to Hunter Ross. Now Michael Gaeta has dropped a few spots here. Glenn Williams in the 57 is behind him with Mick Linsell in the 84. Mads Becker, Fredrickson, Lampard, Kitchen and Jones. As Stephen Rolfe is pulling away at the front of the field. Now Anthony Gaeta has got back past Bell. So he's back up into second position. As the race leader works his way around the top of the circuit. Great driving here for Stephen Rolfe, who's now about to complete lap number 5. So with 2 laps left to go, it is Rolfe in the up front karting. Number 17 setting the fastest lap, or resetting his fastest lap of the race to a 53.214. So some great racing here for Stephen Rolfe. Anthony Gaeta trying to close up that gap in that mini Dickers arrow. And then it's back to the Wagga RAC, cart number 9 of Aaron Bell. Further back to Hunter Ross, that's the Joker's Ink Dubbo, number 26, with the white flag ready to come out. A race leader is Stephen Rolfe. Rolfe, Anthony Gaeta, Bell, Ross, Michael Gaeta, Linsell, Becker, Williams, Fredrickson, Lampard, Kitchen and Jones. Your running order as they work their way through 2 and 3 and then up the rise. Rolfe in the 17 has got Anthony Gaeta setting the fastest lap of the race back in second. I think he's probably too far behind to make a move, but it's a 53.177, Anthony Gaeta's fastest lap of the race. So as your race leader heads on to the D group back straight, working their way around the circuit once again. It is Stephen Rolfe out in front and will take the checkered flag. Rolfe is your winner. First place to Rolfe, second place to Gaeta, who started out of about position number six, so a good drive from him. Aaron Bell, the pole sitter, back in third. Hunter Ross is in fourth. Then it's Mick Linsell, Russell Becker, Michael Gaeta, Williams, Fredericks, then Lampard with Kitchen and Jones to round out the running order. So Jones, in fact, I'm looking at the 31 here of Aaron Osborne. So, and David Lear in the 28. So they've put the lights in front of the heavies here. So, Lear in the 28. Osborne in the 31. The 71 is Markeson. Behare is in the 43. The 225 is Martin Emmer. Then it's the heavies, the 3 of Jones, the 17 of McKinnon, King in the 22, Russell in the 30, further back then to McLansborough. Then it's back to Chu, Bert Wrigley, and Jeff Emir. As we get set for a start, a good start on the inside for the 31 of Osborne, who leads them into turn number one. So Osborne leading the way as they head to PCR for the first time. 17 of McKinnon is next. So Osborne leading the way. McKinnon in that 17 car. Interestingly, with a left-hand mounted engine on it. Speaking to Paul earlier today, he said it is quite different to have the engine on the left side over the right side. And he is under a bit of pressure now. I think that's Markeson in the 71. So as our race leaders work their way through the Power Kart Raceway pit turn, it is Osborne who's leading, McKinnon in second. Oh, a spinner here across that start-finish line. Jeffrey Emir has spun. He's going to gather things back up as it is the four strokes out in force. So it's Osborne leading the way from now in second position, Michael Russell. Russell is up into, oh, another spin. Coming out of the karting addiction hairpin, it was the 64 of Bert Wrigley in that Wrigley Irrigation FA kart. So as they work their way down the the Burko pit straight, it is still Osborne out in front. Osborne, your race leader. Then it's back to Michael Russell. That's the Intrepid, followed by McKinnon. Then it's Chu, Jones, Markeson, Behare, Martin Emir, Greg McLansborough, Paul King, Leah Ridley, and then rounding out the field is Jeffrey Emir. So our race leader, Osborne, Aaron Osborne, out in that karting HQ Apex race, Praga. Russell is in second, just 0.2 of a second. Further back is Paul McKinnon in the 17. As, oh, we've got a cut off the circuit. Looks like it's the 71, is it? of Jonathan Marcus, and we'll pick that up. So, no, it's not Marcuson in the 71. He's come through now. So I think it's going to be Bert Wrigley's out there. So it might be the 70 of Jeffrey Amir. No, he's come through as well. So I'm not sure whose that is off the circuit. Three. So it's Ross Jones, sorry. Ross Jones, who is off the track. So as... Oh, big run here for the 34 of McLansborough, making a great move through the NGWSs and up onto the D group back straight. So Greg McLansborough finding some good speed here in the middle of this race. Next time by, there'll be two laps remaining for your race leader, who Aaron Osborne. Well out in front, a 4-second advantage at the front of the field. So Aaron Osborne leading the way here from Paul McKinnon. Still in the 17 card, has opened up his advantage to 0.7 of a second. Then you go back to Michael Russell. Jonathan Marcuson in the 71, followed then by Behair, Martin Amir in the 225 cart. And, oh, problems for Erickson, slowing as she crosses the line. So she completed lap number 5 and then pulled off the circuit. Not quite sure what has happened to her cart there. But that puts Paul McKinnon in the 17 out in front. So, on the penultimate lap now, the 17 of McKinnon, followed then by Russell. Now, Russell gets a good run through the Karting Addiction hairpin and then through turn 7, the Roars Group, turn 7, onto the Managed Concrete Short Chute, and white flag is out for your leader, Paul McKinnon, who will head down the Burko pit straight, and he has got some pressure being applied to him now by Michael Russell. Michael Russell in second position in that arrow cart. As Russell now looking as they head through the Norris cleaning turn 3 to continue to pressure McKinnon all the way here to the end of the race. Into the Karting Addiction hairpin. McKinnon looks over his shoulder. Russell with some good speed through the NGWSs. And now up onto that D group here back straight. Through the Capital Aviation top turns. And it is McKinnon who leads the way down the Burko pit straight for the final time. The yellow flag is out, so McKinnon will take the checkered flag. McKinnon from Russell. Next home is Marcuson, who has the fastest lap of the race, a 54.761. So good drive there by Marcuson to come back after he had been down a long ways. Kevin Behair in the 43. Martin Amir, Bert Wrigley, David Chu, Greg McLansborough, David Lee and Jeffrey Amir is the final finisher here in heat number 1 of the 4 strokes. Great to see so many participants here at Circuit Mark Webber for the third round of the Southern Stars Series. Tag restricted, light and heavy out on the circuit. Now running through this big class, Cooper DuPont in the 5, Jordan Freestone in the 8. We've got one lap till we get a start here. Then it's back to Bracken in the 12, Graham DuPont
in the 19. Daniel Delfino in the 24. James Schwalbrick in the 27. The 50 is Matthew Richards. Brennan Johnson in the 51. Brennan Scorgi in the 57. Reese Tucknut in the 61. Then it's Eric Reeves in the 66. Rodney Laybutt in the 67. Adrian Dalmaso in the 87. Then to the restricted heavies. Middleton is in cart 3. Andy Boers in the 18. Sam Bilardo in the 44. Michael Allen in the 53. And Martin Donlop in the 124. Now we've got a cart stopped on the circuit heading up the D group pit straight. So a cart's stopped. We're looking to see if we do get a start this time by. They look good. And racing off the outside of the front row. It's the 11 of Stephen Donnelly as wide and spinning is the 24, I think, of Delfino as they head through the Norris group. Turn number 3. It's the 8 of Freestone. No, it's the 11, sorry, of Donnelly who leads the way. No, it was Freestone in the 8. So the 8 of Freestone leads the way from the 11 of Donnelly. The 51 of Brennan Johnson is the next cart through as they head onto the D group back straight for the first time. So the leaders around that Capital Aviation top turns working their way back down as our leaders complete the first lap. Oh, spinner there is the 12 of Samuel Bracken. Now he got caught in that TLC construction dogleg and he's going to fall behind Brendan Scorgi in the 53. Now I'm not sure what's hanging off the back of Brendan Scorgi's helmet there. Is that an earplug that's hanging down? There's something bouncing away. Oh, it's something off the back of the engine. So the 53 has got something loose there. Not sure what that is. Then it's back to the 12 of Bracken. But our leaders in the tag restricted lights is Jordan Freestone. He's in the Pro-Axle Norellan Arrow as he comes across that start-finish line. Behind him, the 11 is Stephen Donnelly, who's under plenty of pressure as they go into the Norris cleaning. Turn number 3. We've got a cart off in the cut-through. So one cart off through the cut-through as the 8 of Freestone continues to lead from Donnelly. The 19 of Graham DuPont is in third position, is looking very racy here as he heads up the D group back straight. So DuPont tries to go the long way around. Can he make the cut back to the inside coming off the Capital Aviation top turns? There is at least 3 carts off at the moment as Jordan Freestone completes lap number 3. So timing and scoring shows 5 carts off the circuit. I can see 3 of them, so perhaps we had a couple of non-starters as well. But our leader in the 8, Jordan Freestone, is leading the way. So our race leader. Oh, we've got a problem here for the... is that the 14? The 14 is... that can't be the 14. Must be a dodgy up number that I... Maybe it's the 40... No, it wouldn't be the 44 of Bilardo that was having troubles there. But our race leader continues at the front of the field with a handy buffer now, the 8 of Paul Freestone. So Freestone leading the way from the 11 now. Oh, problem there for Stephen Donnelly. He completely mucked up the hairpin that time. And that is going to give the 19 of Graham DuPont a big run here as they head up the D group back straight once again. round the top of the circuit. And it is, well, another cart pulling off. And that is, I think, Sam Bolero. Bilardo. Sam Bilardo just pulling off the track. Jordan Freestone sets another fastest lap of the race with a 50.168. Now, oh, another big spin. That's the 24 of Daniel Delfino, and he is slow on the circuit. So that light has turned again down in turn number one. We have white flag next time by for your race leader, cart number eight, as he comes down the Burko pit straight once again. The battle is for second, and then we've got a great battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth positions, and that's just mixed up once again. So watching this battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth, now up into fourth is the 67 of Rodney Laybutt. Brendan Scorgi's been dropped back down to fifth, and Swarbrick is back in sixth position. So as the leaders work their way through Ruhr's group, turn seven and up the Matic short chute, our battle for fourth. Scorgi has got it back by the looks of it. No, it's still the 57. Oh, yeah, Scorgi has got that spot back from Johnson. So with the checkered flag at the ready, Jordan Freestone comes across the line and takes the win. Stephen Donnelly home in second. And third place going to Graham Dupont. Now the 67's come up. Rodney Laybutt has come through to take fourth position. Scorgi's fifth. Swarbrick's sixth. Alan Johnson here, the next cart's through. So great racing here in the tags. Behind Johnson was Cooper DuPont, Bracken, Reeves, Donnelly, Middleton, Boers, and Delfino, the final cart finishing here. So some great racing in heat number one of the tags. That completes the first round of heats here at the third round of the Southern Stars Series.